And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I was blessed with a beautiful niece about 6 months ago now, little Georgie.
Yeah, gosh, how's she going?
Cute. She's good and she's gorgeous, right? And her dad is my brother, Chris, and her mum is my sister-in-law, Bridget. And so I went down a couple of weeks ago. I like to go down on a Friday sometimes, just help out.
Just to drop in? Like no...
I do the pop in. I might walk the dog, so do annoying. Some... Nah, I never do the pop in, to be fair. I do the pop in next door to the other twin, Kim, because I got a key to her house, so she didn't even know. I just walk in. Hey, too bad. Don't give me a key then. Anyway.
She's tried to take it back off you multiple times.
She has. I'm like, absolutely not. But I went around there and I was like, you know what I'll do, guys? I'll cook dinner for you.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Good gesture.
Because we're, you know, new baby and you kind of, you know, you want to help out. And I'm like, I'll come around and I'll walk the dog, I'll do some cleaning and then I'll cook some dinner, right?
So just quick, sorry to interrupt. When you announced that, does your sister-in-law, do you ever notice her like making eyes to your brother like, you got to tell her not. Like, she's your sister, stop her.
No, because I've made a few things that have been okay. Like there was one time I took a cake over there and they refer to it as a, I can't really say it on the radio, but the way that I drizzled the lemon on top.
Yeah, we did this whole thing on air.
Right, so there was that. Yes. And then, you know, there's been some pies that have hit and miss, but that's okay. Once again, made with love. And I decided, okay, I'll go with the Nagi because you can't go wrong with recipe tin eats, right? And not a paid presentation, but I just love Nagi, right? So chicken pasta bake. I was like, that's good. That's easy. Universally loved.
Cool. Yeah.
Right, whatever. But this one had like streaky bacon in it and a little bit extra. So I was like, cool. So I went to the supermarket. I got all the stuff. And then you're cooking in someone else's kitchen, right? So when I cook, normally I'm like, no one talk to me.
Yeah.
Because I need to just focus. I have my headphones on, I'm watching Real Housewives and I just need to be focused and the recipe.
So focused.
So I'm cooking there and I'm cutting things up and they're like, yeah, use this board and this knife. And I'm like, oh, where's this? And, you know, whatever. And I was like, oh, I felt bad because I'm like.
So many questions.
So many questions. And this is supposed to be easy for them.
Yeah, it's supposed
to
be,
what I mean?
Less work.
Less work.
Less mental load.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that's okay. And then I was like, okay, so do this with the chicken. Yeah, cool. And then, of course, you know, chicken, I'm very chicken clean conscious. You know, you touch a piece of chicken, it's hot water, wash it.
Last week,
stuff,
we were talking about that.
Weird. And then so I was cooking up the bacon and they said you have to have it really hot, whatever. And then I had the thing on and then I turn over and I've noticed that I've accidentally smoked like their whole house out. I set the alarm off.
You're good at this.
Beautiful Georgie is sleeping at this time.
Yeah, because, I mean, especially being new parents, like the number one thing they're focused on is sleep.
Sleep with the child's, their own sleep.
So I set that off. But I got to it quick with the tea towel.
Yeah.
It was all good. And I said, we're just going to have to open up every window in the house. Sorry, front and back door. That's cool, right? Anyway, and then it's a tomato-based sauce pasta bake. And so, you know, once again, hot. I'm not used to their gas burners. You know, they're quite good and nice. And so then it was getting quite hot and the sauce is kind of going everywhere. And
it's
so
bubbling and popping
bubbling away and popping
sauce.
Away.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, it went all over me. I asked them for an apron. It went on that and went on into the actual stove.
On the they've got stove top.
On the stove top, on the backsplash. They've also got like, you know, a jar with, you know, cooking implements in it, spoons and stuff, all over that. I'm like, oh, God, I'm so sorry. Chris comes home. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm cooking for you. He's like, right. Anyway, and then I put it in. Apparently, they left. I left, and I left it with them, and they said it was really good. So I was really happy with that. But do you think that it was – what would you rather – because you guys are both parents. Would you rather someone – come and cook you a meal or stay away from you? Because at least I didn't have to. I cleaned it all.
You cleaned it afterwards,
I cleaned
did you?
It.
Yeah.
I cleaned it, but it was everywhere.
You were there a long time.
I don't want to make this personal, but I'd just rather you stay away from me.
Seems pretty personal.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Thongs and jeans. You want to know?
Is it a vibe? Are we doing it this summer? Because we're moving into that territory and I find myself eyeing off my black stovepipe jeans and my Havaianas and going, oh, you guys, like, I just feel like you need to be brought together.
It's a match.
On my body.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like I just assumed when he started talking about it before, Log, you were going to like just launch. I thought you were ready to pounce.
Mm.
Instead, you're totally supportive of this.
I'm supportive.
So far as to say it's hot.
I'm like, yeah, hot. Jeans and thongs. You've got to have the right... You can't be having talons. Like, you've got to
take care of yourself,
of
course.
You've got to sort yourself out. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm missing something, aren't I?
Why?
It's just a bit... Nah.
Say what you said during the ad.
What did I say?
About sort of 20-odd years ago.
There was a period where a few of my old teammates would rock jeans and thongs, and they were pretty like well dressed, sharp dressed, cool guys. I thought it was cool,
and why didn't you get involved?
I wasn't confident enough.
You weren't brave enough.
To show the dogs
ugly toes.
But
Cameron Ling has ugly toes. You've learned that here this morning.
Even that like was such a brief window that I reckon it got closed pretty quickly because it's a bit of a sorry, okay. You can't.
I think it's a vibe, but let's find out. Let's find out what the people think. Ali's in Corio. Morning, Ali.
Good morning.
What do you reckon? Thongs and jeans, is it a vibe? Are we doing it this summer?
Yeah, I think it's a vibe. Just chuck on whatever you got at home and go out.
Yes, Ali.
Really, Ali? Even if like you're going out somewhere, going to a nice like a friend's place, barbecue, whatever, Tommy rocked up in jeans and thongs, that's okay?
Yeah, well... Depends what your friends think. Like,
yeah,
they don't like it getting new friends.
Well, I don't care what your friends think. How about Ali? Just before we move on, can you just you don't have to tell us how old you are, but what age range? Can you give us a little range of your sort of age?
Tick the box.
Just so we can see.
I'm 13.
You're 13.
Oh, okay. So okay. She's right amongst it.
Yeah. So you're right on that sort of. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Thank you for the call.
Thank you,
if a 13-year-old told me I was cool...
Oh, mate.
Honestly, that's the ultimate.
I'm done for the morning. That's the show for me. I'm going to go home.
Lily from Finesford's on the line. Lily, what are your thoughts on the combo, jeans and thongs?
I've been doing it since my 20s and I'm in my 40s.
Oh.
It's totally the way to go.
That's it.
Okay.
Does it matter what the jean cut is? Is skinny... leg jeans okay or what's anything like that?
I think it looks better with skinny leg jeans. Agreed. But you know, I think it would, you know, if you want to wear like the bigger baggier type that's in at the moment, I think do that, whatever you want.
Just be careful when you're walking, because if you've ever had a toe on a hem, and do you get that too?
No, because my hems are like, my jeans are very,
very
tight.
Very tight. See, loose pants, way you're getting, as a loose pants wearer, you can trip over your own pants.
Okay.
Tom's effectively wearing Lycra. They're that tight.
Spray on jeans. I mean, Kiss Chasey, right in my sort of wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Can I just say also, Lily as well, sort of age-wise, very similar to us. So that's
okay.
So that's a good sort of little...
Another demographic, very nice. Chrissy from Torquay, what are your thoughts on this one? Hey, Chrissy.
Yes. Definitely a vibe, definitely, and I don't think it ever goes out of fashion.
Yes!
Ever.
Wow.
Now, Chrissy, if you had to tick a box, what would your age range be?
I'm mid-50s, so I've been wearing thongs since a kid and being a Torquay girl, of course, thongs are the go. But for women, definitely Archies, because you've got a mixture of colours.
Yes.
And for guys, any thong with jeans looks cool as.
And what about on their feet? Oh, no. To see a whale's tail out the back.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Sorry if I get a little bit emotional. But on the weekend, I was driving to work in the morning, and I was on the Ballarine Highway, and I was driving out, you know, where the Leopold Ambulance Station is, the mobile there, on there. So I was on the Ballarine Highway, and then I noticed that a cat had been hit by a car, and it was in the road, and people were just kind of driving and just still going. And I was just like, I can't leave this cat there in the road. And so I pulled over and then I kind of backed up and I was freaking out because I was just like, I don't know if I can pick this cat up because I'm a sook when it comes to this stuff. And also the way my brain works, I don't want to see anything that will then the images will be in my head constantly, you know what I mean? But I was just like, I knew I had old towels in the back because Wombie's got his cage in the back of my car. And so I went out onto the road. I was kind of like, there was not a lot of traffic because it was 7-ish in the morning.
Yeah.
And I went out into the road and it was deceased. And I was just like, I can't leave this cat here. Mm. And so I went into the car and I grabbed the towels and I picked it up and I put it into the back seat. And then I went and kind of knocked around a few people's houses trying to find out whose cat this was, because I was just like, can you just imagine? Like, there's just nothing worse than if you've lost an animal and you're just like, what happened to them? And, you know, they just don't come home and you don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this because it's like, oh, look at me, I did something, you know, great or whatever. Just because it's like, I just thought I couldn't do that. And I talked myself through it and I did it. I couldn't find the people whose cat it was a tabby cat. But I called up Geelong Animal Emergency and they said, you know, bring it here and, you know, if it's microchipped or whatever, we'll try and, you know.
So no collar with a phone number.
No collar, nothing like that. And so I drove to the Animal Emergency on Fine Street and they were so lovely there because I was like really upset and I was just like, I don't know what to do. What do I do? I don't know what to do in this situation, because I didn't want to just leave it on the side of the street for someone to come, like, but I didn't want to take, I was like, what, am I doing the right thing? Am I not doing the right, you know? And then I took it there and then I called them up after I finished work and the cat didn't have a microchip, but it looked like such a loved, beautiful cat, like this tabby cat.
Like a healthy one.
Yeah. And I put it on Lost and Found Pets around Geelong and I just said, look, I took a photo of its beautiful coat. Not a graphic one or anything. And I just said, can we just share it around? Because, you know, I want its owners to be found. But it doesn't look like anyone's claimed this cat yet. But it was just so horrible. But I'm really glad that I did it.
Yeah.
Because I just think, you know, you see wildlife on the side of the road and everything. And Jimmy and I made this promise a little while ago that if we see some wildlife on the side of the road that's been hit and it doesn't look like anyone stopped, we're going to stop. And normally Jimmy does it because I just feel like I can't. Mm. But in that situation, I was like, I don't want this cat who's clearly just been hit to either be suffering or to be, you know, left in the street. And so it's just like, if you think you can't do it, just maybe just try or call someone else to do it, because I'm really hoping that someone finds their baby and is able to bury them appropriately. Do you know what I mean? And it was really horrible. And I haven't really been able to talk about it for the last couple of days because it's been so upsetting. But yeah, my heart just goes out to their family. And I just wanted to, I don't know, just bring it to the table and just...
No, good on you.
And just being like, if you do, you know, and that's an option too, that the Geelong Animal Emergency will scan them and even sometimes vets and that, maybe just call around. But yeah, I'm so sorry to anyone that's found out this way as well. Yeah. And hopefully the owners are found soon, RIP little kitty.
You're beautiful, mate. That's very you thing to do, but well done. Very brave.
Love you. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays
at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. On K-Rock 955, it's Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Wednesday morning. What are we?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy on K-Rock. Huh? Movies. Explained badly.
That's what we do.
That's a Libra moment there. A giant pad. So, movies explained badly is what happens. What happens is that one of us will explain a movie poorly. Just say you want to watch a movie and you're like, what's this movie about? And I have a little blurb on the movie. That's what we're looking at. Normally they're explained very well, but in this instance it's going to be bad. And Lingy, you're going to do it today. Tom and I have to guess the movie.
You do, and I'm going to, trust me, this is going to be explained extra bad.
Okay.
That's okay.
See what you can do with this one. Yeah. All right, let's kick this one off. A bloke gets into dressing up a bit too much.
Okay, well.
Yeah, I said I was going to start slow.
So.
Bloke gets into dressing up too much. Sorry. Priscilla, is it that sort
of
vibe?
It could be that vibe, or is it like superhero vibe, like a Batman type of thing?
Are we on either the right track?
Interesting with your guesses, interesting. Okay. I'll continue on. Okay. I'll go a little bit further.
Okay.
A little bit. This same bloke has a proclivity to show off his extensive vocabulary.
Okay, so someone that dresses up and sings?
No, vocab is like talking.
So, but good talking. So on stage maybe? Dressing up and talking. Maybe like the Riddler or the Joker?
Maybe.
Okay, interesting. Would you like me to keep going?
Please.
All right, sure. Questionable government structure brought down by a group dress-up party to celebrate bonfire night.
Bonfire night.
Can you just read that one again, sorry?
Sure. Questionable government structure brought down by a group dress-up party to celebrate bonfire night.
The bonfire okay. night's got to be a giveaway. What movie is there a bonfire night?
I think, but the questionable government.
Yeah.
So they're overthrowing... Oh!
I can give you one more clue.
Okay, no, hang on. Go on.
One more clue, because I think you'll enjoy this clue. You in particular, love.
Okay.
Cool, okay.
Queen Amidala and Agent Smith combined to overthrow dictatorship and bring back democracy.
Okay, so I know what it is. Do you know what it is?
So Queen Amidala is Natalie Portman.
And the other one is...
Agent Smith.
Is Will Smith.
No. It's V for Vendetta.
Yes, it is.
Well done. I could not remember the name of the movie. Good on you, mate. That was a good movie from memory.
I have not seen that movie in a long time.
Great movie.
Probably good to watch in this kind of era, you reckon?
Yeah, yes, very.
Yeah?
Very, the one has, with the mask? And the,
yeah.
Has, Anonymous.
Yeah. Has a lot of... a lot of...
Similar themes.
There. Did you like my use of the word proclivity?
Yeah, sure.
I wanted a bit more from that, from you, for the vocabulary part.
Oh, big words.
Yeah, because he says it in the movie.
Yes, okay. Good one.
Did you watch V for Vendetta recently?
No, okay. But I love it.
Okay.
All right, that's Movies Explained Badly. We'll play again next Wednesday.
Tom Lee and Loggy on K-Rock. Huh? Movies Explained Badly. Tom Lee and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at K-Rock 955, weekday mornings from 6.